for your time on such short notice today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And yours is a great magazine, so that's good for me also in my program.
Aw, thanks so much. We appreciate you reading. We work hard on it. So let me tell you what I'm working on. We have a marketing story, and basically the theme of the marketing story is that good food is good marketing, that people now are looking for what are they going to eat while they're at a residential treatment center. And the one piece of the story that I felt was missing was for someone to give some commentary on what do you really think of the current food offerings that residential treatment centers have today?
And just, you know, first of all, I'll be happy to do that. And that's what my program named program is about, because you could use food, well, you should be using food specifically to help with the addiction problem, especially in the addiction centers, the residential addiction centers. And that's one of the problems that a lot of them have now. They try to give healthy food, but in many cases, they're giving foods where they allow them to just transfer the addiction from drugs to other items, which I could go into more detail if you'd like.
Well, yeah, you know, my audience is more on the executive director side,
okay.
So probably not anything highly clinical, because that's just not what they come to us for.
That's not a problem. I think I could keep it pretty simple. Everybody has opiate receptors in their body. And they're in your brain, your spinal cord, and your gastrointestinal tract. When those opiate receptors, and they're just clusters of cells, proteins, when those are stimulated, they release chemicals, and those chemicals give you urges. Nice and simple. We won't go into the specific science of it.
Okay.
When we get those urges, if we happen to be addicted to something like alcohol, like different drugs, that's what our body assumes that we want when we have the urges. All of our urges come from the opiate receptors, except for sexual urges, which are a different set of hormones that are released to that. So what they should be doing is what my program tries to do is I make sure in the menus very specifically to not stimulate the opiate receptors so they don't have urges. Because what all the clinics do, you know, any good clinic, is they make sure you don't have any drugs or alcohol, which is great. But if you're constantly stimulating the opiate receptors and it's releasing the chemicals that give you the urges, your body has to satisfy that urge. So most of the time they go to the easiest thing, which is sugar, or gluten, or dairy products, or sugar substitutes, or other chemicals like that, and they just transfer the addiction from one thing to another. That's why if you ever go to an AA or an NA meeting, you'll see like 90% of the people smoke, because they're transferring the addiction from one thing to the other. So we should be using foods, healthy, all-natural foods, to make sure that we do not stimulate the opiate receptors. That's what my program does. And what most of the clinics do now, except for the ones that I have, which at this point now is a fairly small number, is they give healthy foods, but they do give sugar, and by having that high and low, with the sugar going up and down and the insulin going up and down, it sort of gives them the same feeling that they get from the drugs going up and down. And that's why they transfer to things like sugar or gluten or sugar substitutes or dairy. And that's one of the main things that we want to stay away from in the foods. We all know to give them healthy foods, but there's certain ones that we should specifically stay away from. Did that make sense? Was that
absolutely, yeah.
Non-scientific enough?
That was perfect. Yeah, yeah. My audience, a lot of times their eyes glaze over if we get a little too scientific. But no, that was perfect. Absolutely
okay.
Perfect.
And then there's one other major point.
Okay.
Almost every, and again, I'll try to keep it in layman's terms. Almost everybody who's addicted to anything, really, almost everybody in the United States, but anybody who's addicted to anything has acidosis, and which means their pH is too low in their body, mostly in their gastrointestinal tract. And most of them will remember what pH is from chemistry and stuff in high school. It's too low. It's too acidic. What that does is it causes inflammation. And I don't mean inflammation like a swollen ankle. I mean internal inflammation inside the stomach, the gastrointestinal tract, near the heart, near the brain. It hurts things like arthritis, Crohn's disease, fibromyalgia, and it causes these problems. That's caused by the diet. So on my diet and name program, but I'm suggesting it for all of them, we need a slightly higher pH diet. And I do that through food, and I recommend water that's slightly higher in pH, slightly alkaline. And they could do it fancy, like buy it, even the supermarket sell it now, or they could buy a machine that's called an ionizer, or if you want to be real simple, they just take a pitcher of water the night before and throw lemons and limes in it, let it sit overnight, and that's the water they drink the next day, and that'll be slightly higher in pH. And between having it in the water and in the menus, that gets rid of the inflammation, because it's important to get rid of the inflammation, because besides all the problems that I mentioned that it causes, it also makes the insulin mechanism not work properly. And when the insulin mechanism doesn't work properly, it could do one of two things, either give you a craving for sugar or really not work at all, and tell your body to drop the sugar that it has. Both of those things will give you cravings for whatever you're addicted to. So we want that to stop at the same time. And if we could not stimulate the opiate receptors, plus get rid of inflammation, and they're in an addiction facility, and we do that for 30, 60, or even 90 days, depending on the facility, it greatly increases the successful withdrawal rate and drastically lowers the relapse rate on addiction of alcohol or drugs.
Exactly what I was looking for.
Great. When will this be coming out?
Well, hopefully I'll be posting it online in about the next week or two.
Okay.
And then, you know, printed magazines actually take what seems like a lifetime these days to actually, you know, get on the printer and get printed, and then they get mailed, you know, periodical class. So it ends up, I think, taking a whole month for that process to get through.
That's okay. Do you want my email address or the name of my website?
You know, I've actually been on your website already today, but it'd be great to have your email address so I have it handy.
Okay, it's Keith at drkeithcantor.com. DR for doctor.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
So it's Keith at drkeithcantor.com, and you already have nameprogram.com. My other site is just drkeithcantor.com, where they could get a lot of free information on all sorts of anything to do with food and nutrition.
Yeah, great. I was looking at some of your recipes earlier today, actually.
Oh, good. Yeah, great. They could get a free week, by the way, of the recipes from the name program. They just click on it, and I think they have to give their name and email address, and that's it. But
nice.
You can't beat the price.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, it's making me hungry. So.
Oh, good. Well, thank you very much, Julie. I appreciate
thank you.
It.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll be in touch.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. How was that, hon?
Mm-hmm.